In Amsterdam, I met a man who revealed to me the hidden currents of our lives, the massive flows of raw material and products deployed to such wonderful and damaging effect by 7.7 billion humans. Our shared metabolism, you might say. It was a crisp fall morning, and I was sitting in a magnificent old brick pile on the Oosterpark, a palace of curved corridors and grand staircases and useless turrets. A century ago, when the Dutch were still extracting coffee, oil and rubber from their colony in Indonesia, this building had been erected as a colonial research institute. Now it houses assorted do-gooder organisations. The one Mark DeWitt works for is called Circle Economy, and it's part of a buzzing international movement that aims to reform how we've done just about everything for the past two centuries since the rise of the steam engine. If you need to pinpoint a time, DeWitt said. DeWitt is 39, genial, bespectacled, a little dishevelled, a chemist by training. He opened a pamphlet and spread out a diagram he called an X-ray of our global economy. Unlike natural ecosystems which operate in cycles, plants grow in soil, animals eat plants, dung replenishes soil, the industrial economy is largely linear. On the diagram shown, fat, coloured currents of the four types of raw materials, minerals, ores, fossil fuels and biomass, surged from left to right, splitting and braiding as they became products that met seven human needs. Sand went into concrete apartment towers on six continents. Metal ore became ships, cars and also combine harvesters. In a single year, we harvested 22.2 billion tons of biomass, just to feed us all. Fossil fuels powered those vehicles, kept us warm, became plastic, became all kinds of things. The total flow into the economy in 2015 was 102.3 billion tons.